This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
And pains to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always check us out on the web. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in Palm Springs shot me an email. It said, I suffer from arthritis. What can I do to help the flare-ups? Well, first thing, it depends on if it's rheumatoid arthritis or if it's osteoarthritis. Two different ones. Osteoarthritis, also more, a little bit more on the degenerative side. And then, of course, rheumatoid has an autoimmune component to it where the body's attacking itself on an ongoing basis. And there's different medications that can work, but there's also a lot of natural things that can work. And here's the big one. Depending on whether it's rheumatoid being the autoimmune one or osteoarthritis being more the degenerative one, here's the deal. When it comes to arthritis, first thing you've got to do is reduce inflammation in the body. Why? An itis is an inflammatory condition, period. So itis means inflammation. Remember, if you're eating foods that are creating inflammation in the body, if you're living a lifestyle that's inflaming the body or creating inflammation in the body, then you're working against yourself every single day. First things first, change the way you eat. Change the way you eat, change the way you live. Period. It doesn't happen any other way. So the choices come down to you, Gail. I would encourage you to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. Where do you find that? It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Now, is that a push? Yes, because I think you should read the book. Period. The foods in there, I worked very hard to list all of them out. You've got all the ones that will create inflammation and that you should avoid, and the ones that will help you avoid the inflammation altogether. So there's two food lists in there that will be very helpful to you. The other issue with arthritis is figuring out if it is rheumatoid or not, and you can go to your physician, get some simple blood tests done. They'll run all of the tests and give you a great answer. If it is rheumatoid, and that's what we're talking about, you've got to deal with the immune system. All right. If it's autoimmune, meaning the body's attacking itself, you've got two major components in that. You've got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. The key is to figure out which one of those, if you're dealing with autoimmune, if it's rheumatoid, you've got to figure out which one of those is active and which one is dormant, because one of those is going to be chilled out and the other one is going to be at work, if you will. Now, the key is with autoimmune process, if that's where we're going with this, that autoimmune, once you turn the light switch on, you can't turn it off technically. But if you can find a dimmer switch, then that's the way to go. So it's about finding the dimmer switch. And there's ways to figure out whether TH1 is more active or TH2. You can use green tea, and echinacea tea is a great way to figure it out. Also, they have some blood tests that they can check. They're very expensive, but they can figure out exactly which aspect of that is being affected. And of course, different medications are involved. There are also some natural alternatives that can be helpful. Osteoarthritis, different animal, standard degeneration within the body, wear and tear of the joints. You've got lack of vitamin D typically, and you've got calcium that's not being utilized within the body that has to make the change. Scientists identify a new gene for stubborn breast cancers. They're saying they've identified a gene which is linked to about 70% of breast cancer cases that are resistant to hormone treatments. This is actually a big deal. So since hormones can trigger the growth of tumors, treatments that inhibit those hormones can be a key to treating certain breast cancers. Researchers at the Massachusetts-based Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research wrote in a journal, Nature. The examples include tamoxifen, which is a class of drug called aromatase inhibitor, the BBC News reported, and the newly identified a gene called the PHGDH, which much more active than the tumors, do not respond to hormone therapies, the scientists wrote. And the researchers said the identifying of the gene could one day lead to a drug that could inhibit the gene's harmful activity. That was in the BBC News. I think that's incredible. And if you've ever been around breast cancer or been around the treatment or been around surgery and seen the devastation of what women go through with this at such a young, early age, it is incredible. One of my close friends lost his wife when she was only about 36 or 37, I believe, left him widowed with three little girls. And watching that entire process of them doing everything natural they could, and then, of course, going on and doing chemo and radiation, double radical bilateral mastectomy, and going through all of that, and then watching her eventually was just amazing. And that's a friend. You know, it's funny, you got a doctor hat and then you got a friend hat, and when you're dealing with friends, it's like the doctor hat just goes off, and you can see patient after patient go through that, and your heart feels for them. But when it's someone close like family or friends, it's a really tough thing. So to watch that, pretty amazing. So to find research that's coming out that they could find even genetic links and markers that they could locate to block or come up with medications that could block that, very encouraging, very exciting. And, of course, everybody's got their opinion on cancer research. I have mine. But I'll tell you this. There are some people out there that are doing great, scientists out there, rather, even outside of this country, that are making great strides for cancer research. And it's exciting to watch. American Cancer Society also coming up with some new research, too, that is right around the corner that will be interesting to see. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The list goes on and on. But that's what we are on this show. We're on call here for you each and every day to talk about information you might need for a little bit of hope, for your health, for your life, for your family, whatever it might be. Just know this, that wherever you are right now in your health, you're not stuck. You don't have to stay there. Knowing that you've got some genetic links in there, then should that make you concerned? Yeah, it should, because genetics do play a role. And if they tell you it does, that it doesn't, whoever's telling you that is wrong, because it does play a role. Now, is it everything? No. But that should light a fire under you. If you're over the age of 30 or even 35 and you're not paying attention to your health, you're not making major lifestyle changes, you're not really doing what it takes over and above to radically transform your health, you need it. Somebody needs to shake you right now. Because time is your greatest asset, and I can't tell you how many people that I see, even today. There's a 45-year young guy, 45, with a wife and kids, that is now going to have to go through surgery to have his entire colon removed. He's going to have a bag attached to him forever. He's overweight. It's his second bout of bowel cancer. Second. And the amazing thing to me is, and I didn't ask him to because it would have been very inappropriate in the setting, but my question is, at what point when you get cancer the first time, do you not have such a moment with yourself that you have such a radical change in the way that you think, a radical change in the way that you live? You look at your wife and your kids and say, enough is enough. It's such a wake-up call that things don't change. I don't get that. It bothers me to the core. Because people can live better. It's not the doctor's fault. All he's going to do is cut out the colon because standard of care, because it's the guy's best option so the cancer doesn't come back. But 7 years ago when the kid had cancer for the first time, what moment did he not have just a radical transformation that says, I have to change and get my life back because I can beat this? Maybe no one told him. But that's the difference. You're listening to this show right now, and I'm telling you that there's hope, that there's a chance for change. But you have to be the one to do it.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. So glad you joined us today. It's great to have you with us. Always working with your health and inspiring you to be better. Because really, 20% of this whole game is understanding what to do. 80% of it is doing it. It's the behavior. And that's where the greatest challenges come in, is with people trying to figure out the best ways to thrive and the best ways to get to that next level in their health and their life. So we're talking about a culprit that's in our food supply. And when I say this, you're going to roll your eyes and you say, oh, yeah, I've heard of that a million times. Well, if you've heard of it a million times, then why do we still eat it in abundance every single day? That's the question. How do we do that? Well, there's reasons for that, and we're talking about sugar. So sugar is an incredible tasting compound for a lot of people. They really love the sweet taste of it, but it has some detrimental effects, everything from arthritis to disrupting brain chemistry to potentially having cancer-causing effects to causing diabetes and also throwing the body into an inflammatory tailspin. So getting it out of our lives is very important. You might think, well, I don't use sugar packets, and I don't drink sodas, and I don't drink those sugary soft drink things, and so I'm good. And I don't eat desserts, well, I'm good. Well, it's hidden in a lot of other foods, too, and that's what I want to talk about. So here's some foods that you think, well, these are healthy, but they're actually loaded with sugar. So granola bars, you ever heard of that? So they're everywhere, right? Get all the people that are healthy riding their bike and running down the beach, and they eat the granola bar. Well, it prepackaged granola bar is nothing but pretty much sugar. And although they'll have some oats in there and they'll sell you on that, it's loaded full of sugar. And now I'm not just saying the granola brand, I'm just saying the overall style of bar. And you can make these and make them really, really healthy. But again, many of them, just check the grams of sugar on them. There are some that are really good that don't have hardly any sugar in them at all. But just keep note of that. Cereal, in a generic sense, can be one too. So it's a great way to start the day if it's the right kind. But you start adding in, if you look at the processed cereals and the 13 grams or 15 grams of sugar per serving, you're into just a sugar tailspin with that. And that's one thing you want to avoid. Better to go with maybe a couple of eggs, a bowl of fresh berries in the morning. A big smoothie is a great way to go, quick and easy. If you're wanting something similar, get gluten-free oatmeal, put some cinnamon with it, throw some walnuts in there, and you've got a great carbohydrate portion of the breakfast. But don't forget to do a couple of eggs or some protein powder or something like that to get your protein in. That's important because there's not any protein at all, well, like 1 or 2 grams, in the oatmeal to be effective. Barbecue sauce, here's another one. So we all get frustrated with the condiments. Well, barbecue sauce, the ingredients are pretty much honey, molasses, and brown sugar. And the bottle brands have as many as 11 grams of added sugar per serving. So every time you slather on the barbecue sauce, you're adding sugar to your meat. So be cautious with that. And a lot of the condiments, it's easy to get lost in a lot of the extra calories and also the extra sugar along the way. Ketchup's another big one. With 1 teaspoon of sugar in every tablespoon serving, that's a lot. Ketchup has a startling amount of added sugar. And a lot of it's corn syrup. Many of the ketchup products have corn syrup in them and are just loaded. So you got to be cautious with it. Tomato sauces and soups, that's another one. If it's sweet tasting tomato soup, you know it's got tons of sugar. Always check the labels. You have to learn to be a label reader. The better you are at reading labels, the better off you're going to be all the way around. So just be cautious with that. Now, fruit juice, here's another one. And one of the keys that you look at fruit juice and you think, well, that's healthy, right? It's orange juice or it's apple juice or it's grape juice. But it's concentrated sugar because all the pulp and the main products of the fruit are gone and you're left with the juice and that's it. So 1 glass of juice could have almost 40 grams of sugar in it. I mean, it is, you might as well be drinking a soda, a full-blown sugary soda, really. Now, there's some health benefits to it. I mean, orange juice and all, they have some benefits because it comes from a natural source. But what it does to your body and the sugar content of what it does is the same. Lemonade is another one. Lemons are wonderful. And putting lemons in water is wonderful. But the sugar that's added to it at about 30 grams per glass is not so wonderful. So if you want an option for lemonade, get some purified water or distilled water, put a whole lemon in there, and put some stevia extract in there. Tastes amazing, and it's an easy way to do that. All right, for the southern folks, and I'm a southern folk, sweet tea is another one. So it's so funny when you go to the south. When I go up north and travel, it's just a habit. I like tea. I drink a lot of tea. So when I go to a restaurant or something, I'll say I'll have unsweet tea, and they just look at me like I have three heads. They're like, we don't do that here. It's almost like they're insulted, and it's almost like, why don't you go back down to your south down there? Because we are, it's like, it's just funny. So sweet tea is something that obviously a lot of people in the southeast region, and even southern in Texas and all, it's just a part of the culture. So if you can switch over to the unsweet tea, add stevia if you want to, or learn to like the bitter taste of tea, and switch over to green teas, they're really good for you because of all the antioxidants, but just avoid the sugar. Again, one glass of sweet tea could have 35, 40 grams of sugar in it. It is wreaking havoc on your body, on your skin, on your pancreas, on the entire aging process. Really, really tough on your system. Flavored yogurt, here's another one. I have people tell me all the time, well, you know, I eat yogurt all the time. Isn't that healthy? I get that all the time. It's like, I say, but what flavor did you have? Because if it's not the bitter yogurt that tastes terrible, then you've got sugar in it. And one little container of yogurt contains about 20 grams of sugar overall, 15 probably. And it's just too much. You don't need it. It's got about 6 to 7 teaspoons of added sugar, they say, in one little container. So a better option is to go with maybe the plain yogurt, organic yogurt, goat milk yogurt, coconut milk yogurt, any of those, and add a little packet of stevia or some fresh blueberries to it. Make your own. Don't let someone else control the sugar content of your food. You control that so that you can control your health. Dried fruit's another one. If you're going to eat fruit, eat fruit. Eat an orange, eat an apple. But don't do the dried fruits. The dried fruits are loaded with sugar. Loaded. And a lot of times, the benefits are not that great. So they do have plenty of vitamins and minerals and good stuff in there, but the sugar does outweigh that, and it can be detrimental in the long run. Remember, fruit sugar total, you only want about 40 grams a day. More than that can start making you gain the weight.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a story breaking a day early, President Trump plans to announce Amy Coney Barrett as his nominee to the Supreme Court, according to a number of news sources, to fill the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president will be making that announcement during a White House event tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Barrett currently serves as a judge on the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals. Among the deluge of explosive claims tucked inside the new Senate Republican report about Hunter Biden's business dealings is the allegation the Democratic presidential nominee's son has a history of paying Russian or Eastern European women linked to sex trafficking. The 87-page report was released on Wednesday, provided few specific details regarding that allegation. It did point to a number of Russian and Ukrainian-connected transactions. More details will be coming out on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang says the November election could prove a pivotal moment for Asian Americans if they turn out to the polls. During a fundraiser hosted by the Asian Americans Against Trump Project, Yang said on a panel that the racial group could experience a major political awakening. Yang said, if we get out in force and help Joe and Kamala win, this could be the awakening Asian Americans have been waiting for a generation or more. The former presidential candidate challenged the crowd to roll up our sleeves and do things we've not done as a community as much as other people in other communities. The Pac-12 will be back in the football business starting in November. Pac-12 teams will play a 7-game conference-only regular season schedule followed by a conference championship game on December 19th at the home stadium of the divisional champion with the best record. No fans will be permitted all season. The plan was hammered out at a meeting of Pac-12 presidents and chancellors. The Pac-12 initially announced on August 11th it would not play any football this year because of lingering medical questions about COVID-19. By going ahead, the Pac-12 becomes the fifth Power 5 conference to be this fall. The Atlantic Coast Conference, Big 12, and SEC all previously announced plans to play in 2020. The Big Ten initially decided not to play this fall, but reversed itself last week after the conference was able to secure the ability to rapid testing daily. The Big Ten resumes on October 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Remember, you're struggling with your health. Your body can get sick, you can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. Powerful. All you have to do is learn which way to go, what choices to make. It's amazing what the body can do, but you have to give it what it needs. Now, one of the big keys that we have to focus on, especially when you're looking at overall health care, is to focus on keeping your structural part of your body healthy. And what I mean by that is the spine. So that's the one area we just don't think about. I mean, you think about it every single day. The spine is what keeps us healthy. It's what holds your entire body up. Matter of fact, your nervous system goes from your brain to the spinal cord, which goes down through the spine, and then you have different nerves that go throughout the body that control everything. The way your eyes see, the way your body moves, controls the nervous system. All of that is extremely important. So when you look at that, you think, well, my goodness, I mean, that's what actually causes the body to work, but we don't ever take care of it. It's like your teeth, all right? Your teeth are important. And if you didn't go to the dentist on a regular basis, then, you know, of course, your teeth could get all in a bad place. So we want to get that looked at on a regular basis. So one of the millions of people who spend their day at desk jobs, I want to talk about sitting for a minute, overall posture, and this includes me. And because I'm either, you know, doing radio or doing television or in the road or in a plane or whatever. And so it's important to really take care of our spinal health so that we take care of our optimal health. Because, again, if our spine's healthy, then we're going to be healthy. So millions of people spend their day sitting on a regular basis. I mean, it's very, very, it's normal. So we call that ergonomics. And the way your desk is set up at work, the way you're set up at home, whatever it is extremely important. So we've got to get the ergonomics right in the body. 20 years ago, chiropractors spent most of the time taking care of people who move too much. And today, most of the problems we see are people who don't move enough. This is one of the chiropractic physicians in this recent study that was done. So the price you pay for sitting all day, here's some basics. The people are not meant to sit in a cramped position all day. Our body needs to be in motion to be healthy. So without movement, your muscles and ligaments don't get a good blood supply, and that's when things begin to transition and change. So some ways sitting at desk for long hours can negatively affect your health. Here's a couple. Number one, spine damage. Sitting at the desk can result in a pinched nerve or herniated disc. Damage to your spine may not affect longevity, but it will affect the quality of longevity. Number two is computer eye strain. So many people who use a computer for 3 or more hours a day have symptoms of computer eye strain. That can include blurred vision, also headaches and neck aches. A desk job that keeps you sitting all day also can lead to conditions with heart health. So being overweight and underactive is bad for your heart, and it can decrease your longevity. When you're sitting, you're not burning calories for the most part, and you're not getting the aerobic exercise that your heart really needs. So here's a couple things with your desk job do's and don'ts. Most Americans sit down to work, and poor posture and prolonged sitting and poorly thought out workstations are a major cause of back and neck pain for the time lost at work. Tips can help. Practice good ergonomics. Number one, ergonomics is the science of designing the workplace to fit the worker. So keep your computer directly in front of you, slightly below eye level, and have your hands reach the keyboard without having to bend your wrist. And then have good back support. You want to sit up straight. You don't want to be slouched over and bent over. Maintain a good posture is important because, again, bad posture you can't really do. So twisting, slouching, stretching, and extending your back or neck can cause pain and damage. There's what's called the 50-10 rule. And it's usually in the medical world now we're seeing that because remember, when we're not moving more than just spinal health, then our body is becoming sedentary and our bodies were never designed for that. So we start, it's kind of that use it or lose it principle. So for every 15 minutes of sitting, you need to get up and move around 10 minutes. And that doesn't mean getting to go somewhere else to exercise. Walking for 10 minutes is great exercise to get your hips and lower back in motion and get your heart pumping. So that's important. And this is including driving, too. You want to get out and get moving. Take the stairs as well. Using the stairs is a really good aerobic activity. It increases your aerobic activity and your range of motion. That's important. You want to stretch your back, so you want to bend forward, touch your toes. If you can't make it down to your toes, touch your knees, but get moving at some level. Keep your knees just slightly bent. They say it can relieve the pressure in the small of your back by putting your hands and hips and leaning forward while you're looking up. Stretch your neck. That's a big one. It's best not to roll your head around in circles. Just tilt your head forward, backward, and side to side in stretch positions you can hold for 30 seconds. Loosen your upper back, too, so you can relieve the tension in your shoulders and upper back by keeping your arms at your sides with your elbows bent at 90 degrees. And that's a great way to do that as well. So if you're stuck with a desk job, a lot of people are moving to standing workstations, and this is really cool. If you're in a cubicle or something, you know, you may have to stay down for being on the phone all day, but ask your employer, whoever you work with, to see if they can transition and switch for you to have more of a standing style workstation that you can really get behind. It makes a big difference. It really does. And it can help tremendously when you're looking at building an overall game plan for better health and for your options. Because remember, as we get older, we start losing a lot of our ability in our spine. And the integrity of it can really begin to decline as well. So you've got to keep the spine healthy. It's extremely important. We sit all day. We need to start doing more standing. And, you know, of course, that means better shoes, and it means better posture, working on the core muscles, low back, and your abs, all that, keeping everything tight and the way it needs to be, because the sitting really does do detriment to our health in the long term. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Now, one of the keys, too, we're going to jump into in just a moment. I want to get into our foods. And remember, food can bring health to the body, or it takes health out of the body. So learning the type of foods that your body needs is extremely important. So we want to eat the right kind of foods. And we're going to talk about a powerful superfood in just a moment. First, I want to go to the phones and talk to Carl. Hi, Carl.
I have a question about gastrointestinal health. Whether or not I need HCL, the hydrochloric acid, to break down food. I've had a GI doctor say no and a naturopath say absolutely yes. So just a question about that.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's several things you want to focus on. Digestive enzymes are really good. Probiotics are really good. They're my two favorites when it comes down to overall digestion. Bromelain is found in pineapples. And the bromelain is a real powerful enzyme, proteolytic enzyme is what we call it. It breaks down proteins and really gets the body working at a much higher level. And if you don't get enough of that, then that's where the challenges happen. So you start getting acid reflux because you're not breaking your foods down very well and the food has nowhere to go. So there's quite a bit you have to look at when you're looking at different food groups and how the body gets what it needs. So I would look at the enzymes. Plus, you want to look at even intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting has really come on strong in the medical world and in the health world because of what it does to the body. Remember, when you don't eat for a certain period of time, intermittent goes like this. Look it up. But some of the basics, you eat dinner, and then you don't eat again till the next evening dinner. Now, your dinner can be at 9 o'clock at night, and you can eat again at 3 o'clock the next day. That's not a big deal. But it's the point of doing that. Most of it's sleeping, but it gives your digestive tract a chance to rest, and that makes a tremendous difference in your overall health. All right, 888-283-7272. Give us a call. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, just check out the website and someone can help you along the way. If you're looking for our InShape system, our program, that is really a great way to learn how to feel better, lose weight, have more energy, and just get your body where it needs to be. Sometimes you feel like you just kind of lost it, made some decisions, and didn't really know where your body was headed, and then finally figured it out. Well, that's what we can do. We can help you really go to that place and get your body as healthy as possible. Well, go to the website. You'll find our InShape program there as well. All right, tomatoes are our food of the day. Now remember, food either brings health to the body or what does it do? Takes health out of the body. See, you're learning already. So tomatoes are what we're talking about. They're considered a vegetable. They're actually a citrus fruit, believe it or not. And they're incredibly versatile. You know, in the 1800s, they became a staple food in the United States. They have a high acid content, which makes it perfect for canning. A medium tomato has plenty of nutrients in it. They can ward off cancer. Numerous studies have shown that the more tomatoes people eat, the lower the risk of certain cancers, especially lung, stomach, and prostate, because of a component called lycopene that's responsible for the red color. It protects our cell walls and protects the cells as well. Prevents DNA damage. This is one that I think is so powerful. So our DNA is what we're made of. That's what our cells are made of. And the tomatoes are high in important antioxidants such as vitamin C and vitamin A. They can help fend off a lot of the conditions in there and help against the free radicals. Consequently, a lot of tomatoes can help ward off age-related diseases like atherosclerosis and diabetes. Also, reduced risk of heart disease on this. 7 to 10 servings of tomato products a week had about 29% lower risk of cardiovascular disease than women who consume less than one serving and a half of these products a week. Protect against thrombosis as well. Another study showed that drinking 8 ounces of tomato juice daily reduced platelet aggregation significantly and helped as well. Ward off inflammation. This is a big one. So a double-blind study looked in with tomatoes and found that drinking a glass of tomato juice can reduce blood levels of TNF-alpha by 34%, and the TNF-alpha causes inflammation. High levels have been found in individuals with the most chronic degenerative diseases, such as heart disease, cancer, and osteoporosis. So pretty incredible when you look at it to see exactly what's happening with tomatoes and adding them into your foods, what that can do for your overall health is pretty amazing. So encouraging, to say the least, at what we struggle with, getting the right kind of foods in can make a huge impact.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Programming on demand that we produce. So you want fitness shows, healthy eating shows, all of that is right there on the network. You can find it on your tablet, your phone, your computer, your smart TV, whatever it is. We are there to help you each and every day. That's what it's all about. It's about giving you the help that you need to thrive and not just barely make it. That's what the show is. Lifestyle is our medicine, and don't forget it. Long sleep time, you could have a higher stroke risk. So adults who sleep more than 8 hours a night can face a high risk of stroke, a new study suggests. The long sleepers were 46% more likely to have a stroke than those who only got 6 to 8 hours of sleep, research has found. They said previous studies have always suggested a possible association between sleep and risk of stroke. So there's a balance. The one thing we learn out of this is that lack of sleep can lead to higher stress levels, which can raise blood pressure and stroke risk. But too long a sleep can actually do the opposite. The changing sleeping patterns are more the concern. Long sleepers would be wise to monitor their lifestyle, eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly to avoid a lot of these cases. So again, they're finding the sweet spot to really be about 7 to 8 hours. I wouldn't really go over that. And if you're a sleeper and like being in that bed or you don't need to get up for anything, you might want to just, at 8, just call it a night, get up and get up and move around and start training your body to be done. Because the 7 to 8 hours is the sweet spot, really, no matter what the age is. If you're a teenager, you need more sleep, that's for sure. But if you're 40, you don't need that much sleep. So you need to crank it back a little bit and get in that good sweet spot for your health. And you don't need to be sleeping anyway. Don't sleep your life away. Get up and make something happen. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. Let's go to Barry. Hi, Barry.
The burning of my feet, my hands, and my mouth.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Well, one of the things, if you've got burning feet, hands, and mouth, definitely go to your physician and get checked. Because neurologically, there could be a couple of things to look at that need to be checked into. And one of the keys that it could be, there could be a nutritional deficiency. Very common. It could be something as simple as vitamin B6 or vitamin B5. Okay? But if it's not, then you got to have that looked at. And then, of course, one thing I would look at for sure is making sure that the deficiencies aren't there. And the blood work can always do that. Okay, it's a simple little blood test your physician can do. They can check it, and easily with burning, a lot of times there's a strong nutritional deficiency with it. Now, there could be a neurological
condition going on too. And that's why you want to get the testing done. And once they get that done, of course, you can build a game plan from there. But that's where you start. You don't want to just sit back and do nothing, and it's not just take this herb and you'll be okay. So you definitely want to get that looked at and have them get a full analysis. But usually there's something neurological and nutritional that go along with that. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. You go to InShapeNetwork.com. Let's go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Low energy, thyroid issues.
Mm-hmm. That's it? Okay. Well, if you've got low energy, and if you think there's a thyroid condition going on, I would check with your doctor for sure on the test. Make sure the numbers are where they need to be. If they haven't checked cortisol, I would have them look at that. Also, vitamin B12 is something that is sometimes overlooked and not checked into that thoroughly. You can have some anemia going on. But a lot of times the adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands, these little glands that sit on top of the kidneys, that causes low energy many times. And that can be a direct correlation with the pituitary gland, which is a little gland in the brain that controls all the functions in the body. So if you get the pituitary gland working and make sure it's working at peak order, then the adrenals and the thyroid tend to work very well together as well. I would just get that looked at, and first and foremost, and that's the big key. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Listen, on call right here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. Now, prostate health is something that guys, we're really concerned about. It is. And just like women are concerned about breast cancer, prostate issues are something that are right around the corner for a lot of us, seemingly by the research, but there's quite a bit you can do to ward off against that. Now, in Italy, they have actually found an Ayurvedic herb called turmeric, which we know a lot about turmeric, and it's always been known for its help against cancer. But now they're finding that for non-cancerous and large prostate, which is called BPH or benign prostatic hyperplasia, they're finding that this ancient herb can help reduce an enlarged prostate. They used it for 6 months, and researchers gave 33 patients diagnosed with BPH the turmeric extract of curcumin in addition to BPH treatment, which was no drugs, which is a control group who had the drug. Okay, regardless, so they did the placebo test. And the product with the turmeric in it, which has lecithin, okay, was the one that produced the greatest results. So what was interesting is they had almost a 33% reduction in the swollen prostate just by using turmeric. So you probably need more than just you sprinkle on your food. But they do make turmeric extract that you can get at your health food store. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.